This is PHP BB Weekly, episode number 153, recorded live on Saturday, June 26, 2010. Just speak, and the words will come out. All right. Get out your notepads, arm your vuvuzelas. It's time for another episode of PHP BB Weekly, episode number 153 for Saturday, June 26, 2010. Ooh, that's a nice little, works there. Okay, whatever. I'm your co-host, and for the moment, only host, Douglas Bell, coming to you from lovely, a little bit cold, but, fairly pleasant, San Francisco, California. And great, good to be here again for another show, and the reason I'm by myself, I don't know. I wonder if David just doesn't like HTML5, because that's our topic for today's show, or at least our planned topic for today's show, hopefully. But he sent me an email at like 2:15 in the morning last night saying that he's got back from a long, grueling two-day trip to Buffalo, New York. It was a really short-notice trip, and so he's exhausted beyond all reason. He needs a little bit of rest. He said he'd try to make it, but if he's not there, that's why he's not on here as of yet. However, there's one thing I have noticed as kind of a pattern is that if I cancel the show, he generally shows up right after I cancel it. Yeah, so instead I'm going to try to, pass the time for a little bit and see if he will make it, because, HTML5, it's a great topic. There's a lot of things we can talk about it, though. But I don't really have the experience enough with it to, talk just to myself about it. So, and he really wanted to be on it, so we'll try to see if that will work. Maybe he will show up instead. I'm just going to kind of, go on at the mouth for a little bit, talk about some other things, some other topics, and maybe chat a little bit with the chat room. We do have a good chat room in today, so that's a nice help. We were talking a little bit before the show started about WordPress. And no, I can't postpone the show for like 4 hours because I actually have to leave by the time the show's over. So, sorry, we're just going to have to see how we can make this work. But yeah, because last week I was kind of excited about WordPress 3.0, which had been released. Coincidentally, WordPress 3.0 was released on the day of PHPBB's 10th birthday, so that's kind of an interesting swing of things. But of course, I've been working pretty closely with it for the past week or so, and I just got my new version of my personal blog up this week, the smorgasbord of Douglas Bell, I call it. It's at douglasbell.us. And so I had mentioned that before the show started, and they were chatting a little bit and asking me about, how things have changed in WordPress 3.0. Had some nice comments about the theme. If you've seen it, you may have noticed that the little dates on the homepage under my latest blog post, I totally ripped off that code from the homepage of phpbb.com. It was not the new homepage, of course, which actually I have the exact same font there too, same size, same everything. Wasn't super easy to do, but fortunately, if you view source, you dive down into things, it's not too bad. I had to go into the source and find the CSS files of that. And that CSS file had a bunch of imports. I had to find the right CSS file in that case for the proper class and blah-de-blah-de-blah and copy it over. But, if you persevere, you can probably find you can rip off a lot from a different website. So I've done that a couple of times. I guess I should have used Fire. I don't know. I've never gotten to try Firebug. I should give that a try. I'm using Safari now, though. I've switched web browsers all the time, and now I'm on Safari. And still need to try to figure out a little bit how that web inspector there works. What can I say? Safari 5 is working a lot better for me than Safari 4 ever did. So I'm on there for now, but I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of 2010 I'm on a different browser. So we'll have to see what happens. But yeah, they were talking a little bit about how the WordPress code is. Now we've mentioned a lot on this show that the WordPress code not the best code, quite frankly, in my opinion, at least for most of the core WordPress code. There's a lot of a whole lot of files in many different places, functions kind of divided among a bunch of different files, even a couple of places where I'm looking at the PHP documentator content, and some of the documentation is not fully up to date, such as I wish it would tell me on a function I was dealing with last night that the function actually returns a variable, even though, which it does, but it doesn't mention it in the documentation. So it's not the best. But to be honest, you know, I still do a lot of WordPress development now, just custom stuff for my sites. I haven't released anything yet. But I've kind of found that, you know, you don't really need to get too much into the core WordPress code because they have such good plugin APIs, and mainly you kind of have to learn some of the APIs for registering the actions and hooks in the different places within the WordPress core. Maybe learn should learn the WPDB class, their kind of version of the database connection, so to speak. Not as good as the PHPBB's DBAL, but you know, it's get the idea. Even though it's MySQL specific, maybe a couple of the APIs for adding pages to the menus or adding, you know, to their settings sections. But beyond that, you pretty much have what you need there. And they were also asking me, you know, the themes still have PHP code in them. Yeah, but, you know, on the other hand, while they may be a little bit messier, okay, quite a bit messier to look at than you have for PHPBB themes, I kind of have noticed that at the same time, you can do a bit more when you have the PHP built in there, and that probably is the reason why there are so many more WordPress themes out there, and also why WordPress themes you can do so much different stuff with than you can with PHPBB themes. There's a reason when we go to PHPBB styles, they pretty much map to SubSilver 2 or ProSilver. That's pretty much your main, you know, connection there, whereas WordPress, we've seen all kinds of different things be done with all kinds of different styles, and so I don't know. I mean, it's different methods of working. I don't see, you know, those kinds of choices from the WordPress side ending very soon. So I'll be interested to kind of see where that direction goes. All I can say is, you know, WordPress 3.0 has a lot of very nice features, and it's becoming a very solid environment, and quite frankly, I mainly am interested in looking at user interfaces when I'm picking my software that runs on websites, and that's quite frankly because I choose WordPress because I'm developing the site primarily so that hopefully other people can be able to contribute to the site and post to it, and these other people usually are not as technically inclined as I am. And so I pick the user interface, which I believe is probably the best one for as a content management system out there, and I think WordPress pretty much wins it. So the guys here in the chat room have actually said that there is a style in the styles development forum, which is apparently built ground up. No ProSilver, no SubSilver, apparently. And so they've linked it here, the nice, simple theme. And I'm trying to make the note of that so that can be added to our show notes for the show. And it's, let me take a look at this. It's just a picture so far. But I don't know, it's still, maybe it's ground up, but it's still, you know, and this is just kind of the hard thing about forums, because there really is only a particular way to do it. Now, it's hard to tell, just wait, because all there is here is a preview, a snapshot, which I'd like to see if I can get bigger. But I don't know, it looks very much like either theme you want to choose from. Maybe it's hard to identify it specifically, and there's some good icons here. There is, of course, and they've got a little bit of social media integration. I can see the Facebook, Twitter, you know, RSS feeds on the top. But you still have a pretty basic idea of a theme. You have user info on the left with the little boxes to show their, you know, personal information, the rank, the username, the rank, the avatar, join, post, location. You have the top, the post title. You have this, all this stuff. You kind of get the idea. You really don't have, just kind of by design, you don't have as much you can do with a forum. People kind of expect a particular type of forum to be there. And so I don't know. I think that's just kind of one of the questions about, you know, what's going to be the connection between these two. Now, and granted, the people who make WordPress make their own forum, which is a very bare-bones forum, but even then, there's not as much you can do in terms of theming them, whereas for, you know, WordPress, where you can put content in all kinds of different presentations, you can have a straight-up blog, you can have more like those news magazine-type formats, even with things like sidebar widgets, they're moving them in all kinds of different directions, you can have navigation in different places, and we aren't seeing as much with forums, I think, so The inevitable phone call. So I guess that's kind of what you're going to get. But it's an interesting discussion. But certainly, I don't know. I know I got started working with PHPVV mods, but I've kind of had moved away from that a bit, and even though I still host the show. But the main reason I'm getting so much more into WordPress now is because, quite frankly, I'm getting, you know, tapped by a bunch of people to develop, you know, websites. And websites that are not as related to forums. And, you know, we've had the discussion a number of times about our forums kind of, you know, going the way of the dinosaur, what with all these other social media integrations coming up or not. And I know there's been a lot of people who've come on the show and said, no, you know, we have, the forums are going to have a place in the web, and I'm sure they are. Though, quite frankly, I'm finding a lot less use for them. And when I got started, you know, working with forums, you know, it was kind of, you know, back in the heyday, 2004, 2005, when I was first starting to make websites, and I had some friends that managed forums and stuff, and I wanted to manage one as well. But that's a lot harder of a proposition, I think, than just getting a website up. You know, getting a successful forums requires you to really build a community, and we've talked a lot about Patrick O'Keefe's book, Managing Online Forums, which is really more on, you know, how you build a community and be able to keep a community together. It's a lot more work, a lot more management, a lot more work, and that's once you actually have the community that you to serve. People get busy. A lot of people don't have time to commit to the different forums. You know, I'm a member of Star Trek Guide, but I don't go on there very frequently because I get very busy. And quite frankly, if you're just getting started, you get a forum up, it can be a lot more work to pull together compared to being able to do other kind of social media like a Facebook or a Twitter. You know, that can also have opportunities for social interaction, but the community aspect is not as much of a prerequisite than it is with a forum. And so I've kind of ran into this. I did not have much luck getting my own forum together. I use PHPVB as my way of getting into working with PHP and modding and code and stuff like that. But then I kind of, you know, fell back a bit and moved more towards, you know, the area which was making the bread work. I don't even know what I just said, but working with websites, and that's kind of where I fell over to doing more WordPress, and then I wanted to do more expansions of WordPress, and so I've kind of moved over in that direction. It's an interesting idea. Personally, for me, and this is probably an interesting question of why I host the show, but, you know, forums have become less of an importance to the work that I do, and the groups that I develop websites for do not consider that a very important aspect. They're more interested in having the integration with Twitter, the integration with Facebook and Flickr and all these other social networking sites. They don't want to have as much to do with a forum. My student government, which I just now, literally a week or two ago, got the job of working on a new website for at my university, they started last fall trying to get up a forum, but no one really signed up, no one really did anything. I don't even know where it is anymore. I can't find it on their site anymore. So it really did not go very far. So it's kind of an interesting question as we kind of look at, you know, going forward with the development of PHPBB and other forums, where exactly is that going to lie? So that was this little interesting soapbox, I guess. But, you know, I have to say, you know, there are definitely on the coding side benefits to using PHPBB over WordPress, but it's still a little bit, in my opinion, like, you know, comparing apples to oranges, just because they really do completely different things and serve different functions. And really, you know, because there was a question asked before the show started in the chat room, it's why is it that, you know, WordPress has so many more themes developed for it when, you know, there's all this PHP code and stuff in there, when PHPBB is so much better, but in terms of the theme size, I personally think that it mainly has to do with just in terms of how popular the product is and how open it is. WordPress has so many more uses than a forum does. And so there's going to be more people using it, and when there's more people using it, there's more people who are going to start developing themes for it. I think that's the first and foremost thing. The second thing is, yes, PHPBB does a great job of separating the PHP code from the theme code, the style code, the template, so to speak. And it does a very good job of that, but it comes at a cost of customizability. And on the one hand, as I mentioned, you know, you don't have as much room for customizability in PHPBB, just kind of by the nature of its forum. But on the other hand, when y'all look at the WordPress code, yes, it's got PHP, you know, all over it in the templates, but most of them are actually just function calls for being able to display stuff, similar to what template tags are in PHP VB templates. The difference is on the function calls, you have more control over what gets returned, what gets displayed, how it gets displayed. Whereas in PHP VB, you're kind of limited to these things have to be shown, and if you want to add anything, then you can't just create a new template tag. You have to go into the PHP code and be able to add it there, and then you're hacking in the core files, which is not quite, I think, it doesn't seem as easy as being able to add PHP. Now, yes, you can, under PHP VB 3, turn on the thing to just render PHP right out of the template, and there's a way of doing that, though it's, you know, not recommended, of course, and you can't distribute a theme, a style with PHPVB if you're doing that. So, it's interesting to kind of figure out. And I think, you know, I Make Styles in the chat just said, you know, WordPress is more of a community. You know, PHPVB sometimes is like, hey, here's our software, and by the way, we have a support forum, and there's not as much community-ness. And that I can't agree more. You go, and I've talked about this a lot, you go to WordPress, you see a lot of WordCamp events, just, you know, individual users organizing things. I was actually chatting last night. I ran into him on IRC. You guys remember Jeff Chandler, who had the name Jeffro, but I think it's changed a little bit in terms of his username. But he does the WordPress Weekly podcast, which is still on TalkShoe, interestingly enough. And it actually starts about half an hour from now, so if you want to go listen to that. But he was asking me a little bit about, you know, let me backtrack a little bit. He was telling me he was working on, with a couple of other guys, getting a WordCamp Ohio going. I'm thinking about going to one in D.C. in September, a Mid-Atlantic one. These are not organized directly by the development team, the automatic teams that make WordPress. These are just individual users that are organizing these things, and there's dozens of them happening all over the world. Something that we have not seen happen as much with PHPVB. How many events have we had, really big events have we had for PHPVB? We had London Invasion, which is the first one. And we have Libertyvasion this year. And I would dare to say that OSCONvasion last year worked pretty well, but it still had, we had mostly PHPVB team members, two users, and then me. Who's not, yeah. It was like eight of us, eight or nine of us, and that also was not super huge of an event. But we're not seeing a lot of activity. The PHPVB events and meetings forum is like one of the second quietest forums on .com, the quietest, of course, being the Test Me forum. So I'm not entirely sure how to see that happening. Now, you guys know, we're talking about, you know, PHPVB hasn't really made an effort to encourage community events. Very few of those meetup topics have actually materialized into meetups that we can speak of. And of course, I've been talking for the first half of the year about my effort. I wanted to create a site called BBvasion to try to encourage more meetups, but, you know, that's a little bit more in doubt, partly because I've gotten a bunch of other projects that are kind of getting in the way of being able to develop BBvasion. But on the other hand, you know, there's always the lingering thought in the back of my head, how exactly is it going to be, you know, received? And, you know, from what I've heard from the teams, is they're kind of taking a little bit of a wait-and-see approach on there, but they're not sure if it's going to be able to be a successful site. And I kind of think, you know, on the one hand, they're kind of right. The first thing that should happen if they want to be a successful site is they need to get just direct involvement from the PHP BB groups, its people itself. You go to php.net, and what is the first thing you see? Well, on the left, you see what's on PHPBB. The main site is the stuff. But on the right sidebar, right after the stable releases and then the links for the release candidates, there is the upcoming events. All the user group events happening for June and July, conferences happening in July, and then user group meetups and organization stuff, and trainings happening in July. Look at all this stuff right on the homepage. Even Joomla, which is, of course, you know, we love to compare ourselves to because they've started working so closely with PHPVB. You go right onto Joomla's site, you see first Joomla announcements, but then, boom, here's community news. Here are places you can get involved with Joomla. They have a couple of links to the more recent things from community blogs, and there we have, right there, community events. There's a Joomla Day Italy coming up, a Joomla Day Norway. Click a link to find more events, and you know, here's your other upcoming Joomla Days, all from all around the world, and all kinds of other links to expos and trade shows. They Joomla has an events team, even you know, the events team mentors community members who have already organized several Joomla related events using their knowledge and experience. They mentor local event organizers. They provide support during the preparation and operation of the event. That's a pretty good group to have. If you actually have, you know, and it's right there on the homepage, you have an actual events team within the development sector of Joomla right there. You know, and of course, WordPress is organized more of like a mini organization, having with their automatic group, but they have an actual WordCamp site, which, you know, if someone organizes a WordCamp event, well, actually, then they can submit it here, and it will be hosted right here. And WordPress says, you know, we'll send you swag, you know, stickers and other kinds of stuff. You know, the most swag PHPB has are birdies, and they'll send this stuff. They'll try to get, you know, a representative from Automatic there to the event. I know that Matt Mullenweg himself goes to a lot of them, though he can't go to all of them, especially when there are two WordCamps happening on the same day. But, you know, I really think that is a very key aspect of what PHBBB is missing. And this is kind of why I'm a little hesitant to do more on the BBvation site, is because you can really push a lot all you want, but you really need to have something up there, you know, just kind of right as a part of the project itself. And this should be particularly obvious for a software project whose motto is creating communities. You know, that's PHPBB, and they've kind of been tackling this fairly slowly. I had the opportunity this week to meet up, actually, with Colin Walsh, CK Walsh, on the forums. I believe he's with the moderator team, and he's actually going to be working with me on the upcoming OSConvasion 2010 meetup, which is actually, oh my gosh, can't believe it's 4 weeks away. In Portland, Oregon. So if you're going to come, you know, please let us know. And we're, you know, he's going to be in charge of the booth at OSCON that PHPBB is hosting, and of course, I'm going to be in charge of more of the meetup event, the Birdies of a Feather session that we were organizing on the Thursday evening at 7:00. But we're still going to be kind of working together on this. And the reason we met up, he's actually down in Silicon Valley right now. He's interning at Facebook, and so he invited me to lunch on Thursday at Facebook, and we took the train down to Palo Alto and met him there, and you know, got to see things, got to sign the non-disclosure agreement, but I didn't really see anything there anyway, so whatever. We had lunch, we talked a little bit about plans for OSCON, but, you know, it kind of came, we don't really know, I'm not entirely sure what we're going to give out. We are kind of out of swag. We can't give out birdies, of course, expensive, and wasn't really sure what else to give out. We need to he was asking me if there's a nearby place that can, you know, just print up a poster as an example. And in terms of the booth, we probably will have, like a computer, maybe rotate some people's laptops, and be able to demonstrate PHPBB on a local host install, because OSCON's charging like $100 a day if you want to be able to get an internet connection and you're an exhibitor. So that's kind of, which is kind of pathetic, although granted, the OSCON is giving us the PHPBB the booth for free because it's a non-profit project, so there's that. But still, I mean, we're trying to figure out, you know, what there's something we can give out. I know that when PHPB went to the Linux Tag Convention, which I believe was like 2 years ago, maybe a little more than that, they gave out gummy birdies. I'm not sure where we can get gummy birdies though. And you know, trying to figure some of that stuff out. It's hard to say, but you know, it's almost kind of feels like, you know, the team's just not as well prepared for being able to really, you know, facilitate community meetups. And it'd be nice if there was someone there who could kind of be a little more in charge of that and really kind of make that a key part of the actual PHPBB.com website, more than just, you know, here's the downloads to our software, here's the support forums, here's the customizations database, now go. That's about the most they have. And no, I'm not giving out free hugs, sorry. T-shirts, yeah, they'd be cool, probably kind of expensive. It's really kind of a hard Hard Knocks to say. So it's something that's worth considering. When we were at OSCON last year, Drupal had a booth, and the guy we chatted with was actually, I think he was the head of Drupal's like community outreach. It was either marketing or community outreach, something like that. But his job was essentially, I think he even got paid for this. I don't remember if he did or not, but to go out, you know, and join up with Drupal groups, Drupal community groups, organizing of events. And that's what really needs to start happening. And I kind of feel like this has changed a lot, especially since this podcast started. But I still kind of feel like there's a little bit of the teams know all type of a feeling within the PHPBB community. There's still a lot of hesitancy to do a lot of PHPBB stuff outside of things sanctioned by the PHPBB teams. And this really comes down a lot when we have these kind of events. And maybe part of it's just because it's a lot to set up. But I don't. It feels almost as if we kind of, after London Invasion and now with Liberty Invasion, we're coming to expect these events to come out of the PHPBB teams, and we're not seeing as much push for some of the other ones. Now, I must say that, you know, I did a lot of work with getting OSCON Invasion together last year, and a lot of the teams were quite supportive of that. But advertised it and stuff like that. But I don't. I really am not sure what to put the finger on. What we're supposed to be able to put the finger on in terms of what is the way to get more, really spur more involvement with getting people to organize community meetups as part of PHPBB. Maybe the community's just not there. And that's a big possibility. I don't even know how many people are coming to this year's OSCON Invasion. It may even be smaller than last year. As far as I know, but if you're able to come, that'd be great. Liberty Invasion will probably have a little bit more of a splash, but I don't know the information on that. But it's hard to say. Maybe part of it is that I don't know what exactly to put the finger on, but might require a little more of a reality check, so to speak. I had a good time this past week. We got to meet with Colin Walsh. We had a good discussion. I guess rather than continue ranting on the soapbox for so long, I should talk about some of the other news that came out this week. We had the support toolkit get updated this week. I think the support team seems to love the opportunity to post patch levels. Because just like how Support Toolkit 1.0.0 was followed up by a PL1, within hours of the release of Support Toolkit 1.0.1, they released a PL1. So, whatever works. It's just PHPBB is getting so covered in patch levels, you know, we'll be patching patches soon. However, there are a couple of, you know, updates that came with this. There were a couple of new features. That for one thing, there is a critical repair tool, which actually validates all PHPBB files for any content outside of the PHP tags. Which is a nice tool to have, because at least the way PHPBB is coded, there should not be any content outside of the PHP tags. A little not coded quite the same, and that's partly because of the way they have separated. Oh my gosh! Sorry with this phone. I really don't know what's going on today, because there's no one here. But, certainly, you know, PHPBB is coded in such a way that because the template info is separate from the PHP info, you should not be seeing a lot of closing and restarting of PHP tags in normal PHPBB files, so that's probably a good repair tool to have if there's anything out there. And that could probably be kind of getting in the way a little bit. Emerge Users tool, which is done by ToonArmy, a tool to recalculate the email hashes, and also to then re-add deleted users and link them to their new profile. So there's also some changes, since, you know, the support toolkit utilizes UMIL, but if there's already a UMIL installation in PHPBB, it will use that one over the included version. They rewrote the database cleaner to be more flexible and easier to maintain. The BB code reparser no longer reparses only posts with the BB code bit field set. I have no idea what that means. They've rewritten some critical repair tools to be pluggable, Not bad. And of course, the reparse BB code tool now reparses BB codes in private messages and signatures. So getting all the parts that they missed. And then there's a number of bug fixes. And then they had to make two other fixes to PL1, something about a database cleaner, and also the support toolkit emergency passwords, making sure that they no longer contain O and zero characters. Probably not a critical fix, but probably not a bad idea, so that people do not confuse the O and the zero. So, there you go. So that's out now. I don't know what I Make Styles in the chat room says. There's apparently still bugs with it. I'm not entirely sure where that's coming out of, what the bugs are, how we would be able to interpret where the bugs are coming from. I mean, I'm sure there'll be another version coming out soon. I mean, every time there's a release of PHP, there'll be bugs sent to the bug trackers. People actually start to notice stuff they didn't notice before. You know, that's just the inevitable next release that has to come out. So, we'll see. Support Toolkit's, however, still a very nice tool to use if you need to make fixes with your board, or if someone is directing you to fix stuff with your board. It's a great tool to have to just be able to get into and automate some of the fixes that otherwise require a lot of weird queries and code and stuff like that. A very great tool to have, and the support team does a lot of good work getting that out there. And the other thing that's kind of been changing is I know I have the link here somewhere, is of course the Liberty Evasion t-shirt contest. Now this seems to have gone pretty well, and as I mentioned when I was chatting with Colin the other day when we were meeting for lunch, he said that this was really has been kind of received as a kind of a great idea from within the PHP BB teams, and that they need to kind of do a little bit more crowdsourcing of content like this. And of course, it's only just a first step. This is the design of the t-shirt, and which seems to have gotten a lot more participation though than I think they expected, and so that's probably a good thing. They are now actually going to be starting the judging of the t-shirt design, and of course this is probably the part that I feel that they could have done a little bit more crowdsourcing with, in that the teams themselves are voting on what t-shirt design they want. And I kind of feel like, come on, this is creating communities. Let the community vote. They really think they should have done it like that. So I actually organized a straw poll myself, and I've been promoting it since Wednesday at phpbbweekly.net/poll, where you can go there and vote among the designs that were submitted. There were officially, in terms of what I counted, not counting the times when revisions were submitted, there are actually 8 different designs. And I'm going to try to... I have so many tabs open, I'd like to be able to actually see them. And I can deal with a little bug Safari's giving me. Alright, so there was the first one. I think we went over these last week, but I'll mention them again. The first one by Johnny B., posted on June 14th, so pretty quickly after the original submissions. He has kind of a blue background with sort of a star burst there. And with Liberty Evasion kind of in an arc, 2010, New York, New York City, New York, a couple of different variations of that, but you kind of get the idea, sort of like a big burst emanating from the Statue of Liberty. You kind of see the Empire State Building over there in the corner as well. So nice little emphasis on, the Liberty Evasion part. Two designs by Christian Bullock, Christian 210, who's actually in the chat room, which have been pretty well, very well received, actually. Here's the first one in the chat room, which has a globe on it, and then a bunch of people in different shades of blue kind of scanning around it, also kind of following the different arc design, and then, of course, the PHPB Creating Communities logo. There were a couple of iterations of this throughout the topic, but the one that seems to have been the most recent one is on June 16th, which was posted there. And so that seems to have been pretty well received. An alternate design that he also submitted, this one not quite as well received, but because it actually has functions that includes .functions.php code on it, which is used to create the PHPBB logo, with all that code. And if you listen to the last week's show, David was like, he would like it better, except he hates functions.php. And like, I don't really think anyone's going to notice what it is. I should try to make it a little bigger. There you go. Interesting. So it's actually very interesting design if you look at it up close. So I didn't actually have a chance to look at it there up close quite yet. So not a bad job. I'm not sure where that'll go. A design by Mike White or TPT Mike on the topic, which is an interesting one. There was an earlier version that was more grayscale. This one adds a little bit of a blue color to make again have the little bit of an arc shape. Some of the skyscrapers from Manhattan in black on there, and then right in front in a gradient of white to blue, the PHP BB Creating Committee's logo, and then a very teeny text on the bottom says Liberty Evasion. The next one, which was by ML says, I don't know how to say these, actually borrows little bit from the Vlad Gerasimov headers, with the two friends hiking next to each other, and has the PHP BB logo on, and also the front it says it counts having Big Buddy. All right, I'm not sure what. There you go, or something. Designed by Richard Hayes or Rich AZ. Which is a little more basic, has the PHP BB logo on the front. Also puts them on the short sleeves of the T-shirt, and then he also has a couple of people kind of standing around in a circle, a little bit of a ring around the Rosie type of a game. Kind of interesting. Designed by Rich McGurr, R. McGurr 83, which has kind of like a news type of theme. Or I say news theme, I kind of mean it looks kind of a little bit like like the intro graphics on a news program, but it has PHPV with a bit of a square background, and of course a globe on the side, and then there's a little bit. I guess there it is, the number one free open source bulletin board software. And then on the back, some interesting PHP code, function get community. It's not particularly as Liberty Evasion specific, but it's interesting shirt for PHPBB. Just kind of in general, interesting. And then once there we go. The last one, which was kind of a last minute submission on June 23rd, is by Jaunty Mellifluous, who has the Cookie Monster avatar apparently. Paste it, and there we go. And it has two varieties, which pretty much has a box again with Statue of Liberty PHPBB logo and a couple of unnamed skyscrapers in the background. David IQ, who posted the original topic, said this morning that they are going to be now reviewing the entries. They'll announce a winner in the next few days. But of course, I really encourage anyone who's interested to go head over to phpbweekly.net/poll and vote. I'm just kind of see where we're at now. We currently have, as of this morning, 11 votes. The most popular one seems to be the first one. By Christian Bolloch, Christian 2.0, which has 8 votes. That's 73% of the vote. And that's the one with the globe and the different colored blue people standing on all sides of the globe, or on about 50% of the globe in an arc. The one by Mike White, which had the kind of the black and then the blue kind of standing out. I don't know how to describe it again, but you have to just look at them. It has 2 votes. That's 18%. And then the one by Richard Hayes has 1 vote. And Richard Hayes, again, was the one that has the more. I call it the ring around the Rosie with the PHPB on the side of the sleeves. So these are actually fairly similar designs to the T-shirt. But it's nice to see. This poll is a never-ending poll, at least until. Liberty Evasion gets here, so you can keep on voting. Up to 100 votes are permitted there, so there you go. And of course, iMakeStyles had to point out that Rich McGurr's post said he described working with graphics as comparable to sitting in the dentist chair waiting for a root canal, which would be funnier for me since I have to have one in a few weeks. Well, an extraction anyway, so I guess it's not quite as bad, but ugh. Anywho, so that's the Liberty Evasion T-shirt design contest. Now, it's actually not too much longer till Liberty Invasion. That's about 2 months, a little less than 2 months away at this point. But we haven't, beyond the t-shirt design contest, we haven't heard a whole lot more about it, other than the list of speakers, which is already there. And of course, you can register for it, spread the word for it. So I will again take this opportunity to put out a little promotion that I am looking for someone to room with. I would like to get a spot at that Big Apple Hostel, which is just, you know, a block away from the hotel where Liberty Invasion will be taking place. And I would like to point out that while I don't want to stay, I would rather not have to stay in the general hostel with three other strangers. I'd be more interested in being able to split the private room option, which is a little bit more costly, but, you know, it allows for only two people to a room, which would be great. A little more comfortable that way. If someone would like to split the cost with me, please let me know. That would be great. I'm staying for two nights. I believe I'm there Friday night and Saturday night. So, it's like $118, something like that, per person. So, if someone would like to let us to room with me, please send me a private message. That'd be great. Thank you. All right. But I'm really looking forward to Liberty Invasion at the very least. It's got a great schedule that's being proposed over 2 days. I'm sorry I can't be there for all of the first day, but I will definitely be there for all of the Saturday conference, and I'm actually presenting one of the sessions there, but also be there, you know, trying to do interviews and stuff for PHP Weekly, so we'll be doing a lot for that. And of course, OSConvasion is, again, 4 weeks off, Portland, Oregon. It's free to come to. You have to register for OSCON, but an expo hall only registration at OSCON is free. Whether you do it early or on site, it's totally free. There's some other great things to do there too. PHPBB's booth will be there. A lot of other really great booths will be there, including a booth for the Oregon State University Open Source Lab (OSU/OSL), which is the place that hosts the PHPBB servers, and it should be a really great experience. And David and I will also hopefully be able to get a video episode of PHPBB Weekly out in order to where we are going to try to go around and interview as many of the exhibitors at the expo hall as we are able to this year, and be able to post those online for you all to see. So it should be a very great experience. Whether you're able to come or you can hopefully be able to follow a lot of at least two different episodes, maybe even three episodes that we're going to have on PHP BB Weekly. And so that should be a lot of fun. So please go to the events meetings forum if you're interested in coming to OSConvasion and let us know. Post a reply indicating that you think you'll be able to come. Because right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us that are, including myself, that's going to be there this year so far, which is, you know, a little bit less than what we had last year. Yuri originally said he was going to come, but he had to cancel because he's not able to get out of work, so that kind of stuff happens. So, but if you're interested in being there, it'd be great if we have more than just team members, because right now there's only, including myself, there's only two people who are not team members there, so it'd be great. So, looking forward to that, though, and not just because it's an overnight train ride, which I've never got to do before, but I'm looking forward to getting to be there, and have some other friends showing up, so it should be a lot of fun. And, of course, our good friend Laurel Van Fossen will be there. She's a big, great ball of fire, of energy, and we know you're going to love her. We have a couple people making some presentations there. It should be a lot of fun. So, I didn't really know where this episode was going to go, but we obviously did not talk about HTML5. David did not make it to the day's show, so I'm going to save everything remaining for this show to next week. However, I do think we covered a nice bit of ground on this show, certainly talking a little bit about a little more about WordPress and kind of, you know, more comparisons of kind of how the two projects are different in terms of some of its coding and design decisions. And of course, it's worth noting that, you know, PHPBB is getting ready to make some major changes in the form of PHPBB4, which is going to be based on Symfony Reloaded. It's going to require PHP 5.3, which means it's going to have a lot of kind of new ways of doing things. And we've already heard from the development team that one of the goals for PHP BB4 is to create a much more pluggable architecture, to be able to eliminate the need for modifications and instead have a more plug-in-based system. So maybe it's worth exploring, is PHP BB going to be going a little more of the way of WordPress, or maybe it's going in its own different direction, because certainly WordPress is not a PHP 5.3 application. It's very much in the past, so there you go. Interesting to kind of see how that works. So we have a lot. I think it's good to every so often, you know, take some time to look at how is the development of PHP BB similar and different from other projects that are kind of in the same realm. And that's a good topic to think about as we also spend time looking at how is the development of PHP BB going to be changing in the long run. And that's also going to be, you know, a key aspect of the first day, the development workshop day of Liberty Evasion, kind of where is PHP BB going in that general direction. So should be a great couple of months coming up as we really start spending some more time delving into that. I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up then. So we did not get to talk about HTML5 today. I'm so sorry. But it's a very deep topic, and there's been a whole lot more stuff that's come out even since when I first wanted to talk about it. I first got the idea of talking about it, you know, kind of after Apple and Steve Jobs had his thoughts on Flash and was trying to tout HTML5 as a whole big thing, but now Google's been doing it. There was a great article in InfoWorld this week about how HTML5 will change the web, the draft HTML5 standards just got another update. I think it was just yesterday even that it got an update, and so there's a lot of stuff going on now. Between Apple's gallery, Google's gallery, but also kind of talking about, you know, in some of the many cases, a lot of these, you know, cases that claim to be HTML5 standard demos really are not actual HTML5. Some of them are, again, kind of proprietary stuff designed in a specific web browser by a specific company. And in some cases, we may be seeing the feature rush of the 90s all over again, where web features were kind of dictated by the browser and not so much by the standard. And that's exactly what HTML5 is trying to avoid, trying to be able to call for a single unified web across all browsers that works with everybody, except for IE, which is always going to be, you know, 5 years behind. But we'll figure that out going forward. I think we're going to try to save that for next week's show. David will hopefully be able to be here, and of course it is the day before the 4th of July, but I'm sure everyone should still be able to join. I will try to get David to commit in blood to being here, and it should be a great show. Talking a little bit more far-reaching, going ahead to future episodes of PHP BB Weekly, July 10th is still open, so we'll figure out what we're going to do for that. July 17th should be a fun show. We're going to be doing a eulogy for Internet Explorer 6, a whole memorial service, actually. I think I'm going to make David deliver the eulogy for Internet Explorer 6 because it's going officially end of life on July 13th. So July 17th we will do that, and also have a little bit of a preview for OSCON. Our OSCONvasion live show, this is subject to us being sure we can get the right equipment for it, hopefully. This is going to be on Thursday, July 22, at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, or 2 a.m. on Friday morning, UTC time. And that's going to be, we're going to be broadcasting, just like we did last year, live from our OSCONvasion meetup, about an hour or so, having a couple of presentations. I believe Colin is going to preview his presentation for Liberty Evasion there, which I don't remember exactly what it is, but he's going to preview it a little bit. And I'm pretty sure I'll get Laurel Van Fossen to do a great presentation about communities in general, internet communities, and maybe a couple other opportunities for open discussion. So if you can't make it to, I hope you can make it to Portland, Oregon, but if it's a long trek for you, plan to tune in that evening for that show. There will be no show the following Saturday, July 24th, because we'll both David and I will be still traveling. So definitely stick around for the summer. We have a lot more PHP BB Weekly coming up. And some other things we're going to also be doing. I had a request, actually a couple of comments on our website from a user who said, you know, he recently kind of got into working with PHP BB from WordPress because the site he was developing for wanted to have some more integration between PHPVB with their WordPress site. And as such, he would be interested to know if we could spend some time doing some shows to talk a bit about, you know, just a little bit of how-to of PHPVB. And I actually think it's a good idea, because the last time we did some really good how-to tutorials was around 2007 or 2008, around the time that PHPVB 3 was new. And of course, a lot of people have joined the show since then, you know, kind of after our 100th show around there. So we are going to try to backtrack a little bit, do a little bit more of PHPVB how-to stuff, and try to touch on those, just sprinkle those into some of our episodes for the rest of the year. So be sure to stick around on a lot of that. We also have some guests on the way that we'd like to be able to get to, and we'll be getting in touch with them and organizing them very soon. We'll keep you all up to date on that. So we have some big plans coming up for the rest of PHPVB Weekly, and hopefully David will also be able to hear from more of them, but, you know, his work keeps him very busy, and so we understand that, we respect that, and even though I give him a hard time for it, we really appreciate all his contributions. So, closing out the show, our website is phpbbweekly.net. Our forum is at StarTrekGuide.com. It's been very quiet in there, so please offer some more great content. And, of course, vote in our straw poll, phpbbweekly.net/poll. Our Twitter, phpbbweekly on Twitter. That should be self-explanatory. Our next live episode next Saturday, July 3rd at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, 1700 UTC time, episode 150. We're going to talk about HTML5. I really hope we'll talk about HTML5, but I'm going to keep pushing this until we get it talked about. So that'll be our next Saturday show. I'm not going to hold off on the mod style of the week, because the mod style of the week that I picked for this week are related to kind of, you know, more than the whole dynamic theme, and so I would like to save those for when we have the HTML5 discussion again. So I just talked straight for 50 minutes. My voice is cracking. I need something to drink, so I'm going to close the show out. Thank you for listening. I'm Douglas Bell. Remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag, you're it. See you next week. Bye, everybody.